KQED.
The memory of last month's massacre at Sandy Hook Elementary has inspired several gun control bills in Sacramento. The California Report's Mina Kim tells us about what could be the most far-reaching proposal to regulate ammunition sales.
The bill by Assemblywoman Nancy Skinner, a Berkeley Democrat, would do a lot of things. It would require ammunition buyers to show ID, require sellers to report sales to State Department of Justice officials, and those officials would be required to alert law enforcement of large ammunition purchases. The bill also would ban devices that enable guns to fire several rounds at one time. Sam Paredes, who heads Gun Owners of California, calls the legislation, quote, silly, and says he thinks it would violate people's constitutional rights.
And we are prepared to go to court to have them enjoined and overturned if they pass and become law.
At an Oakland press conference yesterday, Assemblywoman Skinner said she knows getting her bill passed will be difficult.
But we already have many, many communities in California who've already said enough is enough. So that's why I'm hopeful for this effort.
Skinner was joined by clergy, teachers, youth leaders, and local law enforcement. Emeryville Police Chief Ken James also chairs the State Police Chiefs Association's Firearms Committee.
One of the things that we hear after a mass shooting is, why didn't law enforcement know that this person had 1,000 rounds or was buying 1,000 rounds of ammunition? Well, in California, we can't trace that sale. This bill will change that.
Assemblywoman Skinner says federal action is also needed to stop people from buying bullets and guns in states with weaker regulations. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.